that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. This is Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch just outside of Laramie, Wyoming. A beautiful morning this morning. Sunrise about 6 a.m. and it's kind of partly cloudy, but a lot of blue sky and green grass because we've been having rain, and we are so thankful for that. And but we welcome you for joining us. We've got the men on board. Good morning, Brother Paul.
Good morning.
And good morning, Brother Tim.
Good morning.
And again, we say good morning to you, the remnant, and we welcome you here. We'll have the phone line open this morning, 307-745-5913. And the program is Coffee with the Wranglers. We are here. We have our coffee. We have our Bibles. And certainly plenty to discuss going on in the land today. And plenty to pray about. And so which way we go, nobody knows. We really don't have a set protocol, or we don't have a group of producers putting a bunch of stuff in front of us saying, hey, talk about this or don't. It just is how the Spirit leads. But we're going to start off with prayer. I hope that you do that. Hope you've done that this morning. If not, it's not too late. Well, Heavenly Father, quite simply, thank you. Thank you for this day of life. Thank you for the beautiful sunrise this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we could get up and get out of bed, swing our legs over and stand up and get with this day, another day of life that you've given. Thank you for hot coffee, Lord, and for the blessings of your word and the truth of your word, Lord, that stands true and tall and forever and timeless. And we thank you for that. Lord, the days we are in, Father, are Lord, we know they are part of your plan, Lord. We read of similar days throughout the Bible, times of untold blessings upon your people that you've poured out upon your people, Lord, and then we grow fat and kick, and Lord, well, then the tough times come, times of reproach and times of, well, of you desiring your people to return to you. And Lord, it sure seems that we are in that time now. Remember your people, O Lord. Father, forget us not. We do cry out, Lord. Your remnant cries out to you, Father, to save America again, to save us again. Father, we desire a revival in the land, a returning, Lord, not to easy times, but a return to you and your word and your truth. Guide and direct us this day, Lord. Be with the remnant. Strengthen them and encourage them, Lord, to love and good deeds as well. And hopefully, Lord, our short conversation this morning will do just that. And we pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, again, remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. If you have a comment or a question, something you'd like to talk about, and I'll start off with a praise report. Got a call from a man. Him and his girlfriend are coming out first weekend in June for baptism, and they're adults, and they are. We spoke on the phone. They've been on the ministry for a little bit, you know, about a year, I think, year or two. And we had that just a few weeks ago. A man drove out from Minnesota that heard us on social media and heard about us and started looking. It struck a nerve. The truth that he heard struck a nerve. And he told me, he said, you know, when I first heard Pastor Peters and what he was talking about, he said, I thought, you know, I've never heard that before. And he started looking, and he started searching. And about a year later, he came out and got baptized, and that was just a few weeks ago. So praise God that is still happening. Had a lady from California fly out earlier in the year and get baptized. And then here in a couple weeks, we've got another couple coming out to do the same thing. So we rejoice in that. You know, as we see one, I think that it represents 100. As we see one turn back to God or desire to search for the Lord, the one we hear about, the one we know about, I think it represents about 100 others that are doing the same thing that we don't hear about. Anyway, so
yep.
It's the times that we're in, there are some that are looking for truth, looking for real answers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting that a lot of the things we're seeing going on in the country right now, one of the things I was going to mention was there was a big meeting down this way. They called it the 30-30 plan or something along those lines, but the governor was down and talking to some of the people. I didn't get to go, but some guys I know did. And he was basically talking about this new Joe Biden plan for, you know, the farm ground and a bunch of other stuff. But the governor was saying, hey, we're not participating. We're not going to be involved in it. We're not having anything to do with it. Keep an eye on your ground because they're going to try and shut you down with the Endangered Species Act. They're going to try and shut you down with, Pheasants Forever or the Turkey Federation or one of these other groups. And he said, if you see somebody out there looking on your ground or poking around, let them off. And he said, if there's any of these lawsuits or any problems, he said, I'll notify my office right away. We're going to be maintaining a high alert presence on this, and we will, you know, we've got your back on it because we're not gonna tolerate it. And I was just like, that's a pretty interesting, you know, and encouraging thought process there, really. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, I'm pretty impressed with, I mean, whether it's all saber rattling or talk, but still, just even that is like kind of a shift up from the old fall in line and do whatever they want. So, and especially, but it also is showing us how they're going after our food and fiber and farms, you know, and our beef industry and our all these other things. I mean, it's like there is no significant. They're cutting their nose off to spite their face, you know. So it's I got no sense. Had you heard anything about that up your way, Paul, at all?
No, not really. But I do know that Biden kind of is pushing regenerative agriculture. This guy was telling me about it, and I said, well, you know, God works in strange ways. you know, I don't know what's going on. It's a matter of chaos, but what we do have going on is people pulling together and starting to ask questions. Generally speaking, major commodities of agriculture really isn't worth eating. It's raised for bushels. And maybe it does need to be shut down to somehow, but we need nutrient-dense food because, you know, it's all kinds of stuff out there about food as medicine, you know, and the herbs of the field are for healing. Nature has a powerful thing, and it's been abused severely. So, you know, you out where you live, you got, the, I don't know, Gabe Brown, as he was writing his book, there's a guy pulling in with, I don't know, big combines and fleet of trucks and stuff, how things have changed, and it hasn't changed for the better. So
I certainly don't disagree with that at all. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. These guys are basically with this plan, they're trying to take the production away from the landholders.
Well, they want to take the land away from the people.
Yes.
They want their kind of people on that farm.
So, and that's the scary part, you know. what was the old saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions? Some of their intentions are good. And we're seeing quite a move toward the regenerative angle of things even here on the private scale as well. I mean, I'm amazed at just in my – and actually some of these folks are people we haven't talked to, so, you know, but they're getting on the bandwagon as far as regenerative agriculture. And they're definitely moving away from traditional, you know, spray and pray. They're finding out that, you know, there's a profit margin there and there's a food margin there and that there's a higher quality product at the end of the day. You know, they don't have to have one member of the family working full time to support themselves so they can pay their chemical bill. You know, it's an interesting thing. I mean, for a long time, the fuel bill was one of the highest angles of farming, pretty much, for that. And then the chemical bill took it over. And, you know, there's guys that are literally growing broke trying to pay fuel and chemical bills. It's like it ought not to be that way. If they could just see their way clear to understanding God's way of doing things.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah, out in Colorado, they have what's called the PAUSE, P-A-U-S-E Act. It's ballot initiative 16 that's coming up on the, it will be on the ballot next year. And so they're going through all the, you know, what it is and what it isn't. And it basically is to treat animals almost like humans. Is what it is, and it would end animal agriculture from 4-H shows to raising beef, pork, chickens, anything, sheep, lamb. It would basically end that in Colorado. Part of it, they push and they're appealing to. The uneducated talking about that, oh, agricultural practices today, animal agriculture practices, are cruel and animal cruelty. And that's one of their big pushes. And it is, it would, you know, one of the things is they say, well, you would, that any animal, be it a chicken or a cow or a goat, you, before you could do anything with it as far as trying to use it for any type of food or agricultural purpose, you have to allow it to live out half of its natural life. And so a steer that you, you know, that we're calving right now, we've got a few on the ground, a few little bull and heifer calves, and you know, you take a little bull calf and you castrate them to make them a steer, and you put them out on grass and feed them up, and you know, when they're about 2 years old, ideally they're up to good weight, and that's where that's where we get a lot of our beef from in this land. I mean, most of it. And so they would say, no, you can't do that at 2 years old. We think he might live to be 10. So you have to wait till he's 5 years old before you can do anything to him. And so, you know, it would, again, effectively, that means leave the calf with the mama. Okay, leave the calf with the mama cow for 5 years. And I mean, it just would it's idiotic. It would completely shut down agriculture in the state of Colorado, animal agriculture.
Well, don't forget, God sits in the heavens and laughs.
Yes. Yes, he does.
And I don't give a crap.
He does.
They're going to hang themselves with the food.
Right.
The shelves are going to be empty, and they'll take care of itself.
That's right.
There's two things that straighten out people. Economics and hunger.
Economics and hunger, that's right. That's right.
Well, and I think the other thing is I think God is on the move to help his people grow a spine. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of people out there who are, no isn't part of their vocabulary. I mean, they don't have any desire to stand up to anything or to, my father-in-law used to say, well, I understand maybe not, that you can't take up arms every time something turns around, and there's those kind of things, and that's an issue. But he said God just would like to see some outcry about it, you know, righteous indignation about, you know, exactly who in the hell do you think you are, you know, that you're going to come in here and tell us all these things, and we're not going to listen, you know. So we're not going to do that. And I think that. When I see those things going on, I look at it in a positive fashion, because we've got some guys out there who are going, well, there's other alternatives, and there's other ways to do things, and you know, by God, we're going to figure them out. And you're right, it is by God. And I think it's interesting, this chip, I didn't realize there was microchip shortage. My computer is acting up this morning, so I can't access all my stuff, so I'm just kind of flying off memory, so forgive me. But one of the things I thought was interesting was the fact that with this microchip shortage going on, they're saying, well, we got Farmageddon coming. The industry that's going to be hardest hit from the chip shortage is ag, because of all the new tractors and all the new everything else. And it's like, yeah. What really is happening is we've got a whole bunch of farmers out there who are really fed up with the fact that their tractor's sitting out in the middle of the field and won't do anything. Or, you know, and it's driving used ag equipment right on up through the roof real quickly as far as that goes, because the pre-chip, pre-electronic stuff is like, hey, it still starts when you turn the key. Let's get some of that.
You know? So, that's right.
To me, that's one of those things that is going to break the back of some of these control factors that we see coming down the line. There, there is no master switch to shut off and hey, you're going to do it our way or none of your equipment's going to work. You know, and it's a God intervention, a godly intervention moment where some of those things are going on, and I see a lot of hope in those sort of things going on. And I see the movement of our Heavenly Father in it. I mean, it's just like, oh, well, isn't that uniquely interesting? So,
you know, with this, Tim, the thought occurs to me with, you know, the plandemic from last year, a year ago, you know, spring and summer last year, many grocery shelves were empty at times. And I think that for some people, that was a wake-up call. And it let them see that, hey, wait a minute, maybe I can't just rely on the food at the grocery store. And so we've seen even more people planting gardens, more people raising livestock. Had a neighbor down the road text me this week and say, hey, tell me about baby chicks. I got a friend that has some baby chicks and she wants to get rid of them, and I'm thinking about putting them on. And so we talked about that. I said, absolutely put them on. You know, you can put a dozen chickens on. You can survive off that. And they're fun to be around. They're fun for the children to grow up with chores and to take care of them and to learn to tend the garden. And I don't mean just the little, you know, the little garden out there, but this whole, that's what we're here for. That's what Adam was created for. That's what we were created for, was to tend the garden. And so many of our children, so many of our grown people, they are so far away from that, that these initiatives like this initiative 16 down there in Colorado, and this PAWS Act, and these things that are going in, like you're talking about, that 30 by 30, our people, so many are so far removed from the land, from agricultural practices, from what we were sent here for, what we, you know, our purpose, our function, that it's as Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Read the rest of it. Read the rest of Isaiah 4:6. Because they reject knowledge.
That's right. Because they reject it.
Off.
Right. They reject it. And that is where, unfortunately, so many in this land are, but not all. There are many that are, and we saw that last year. You know, there were times that garden seeds were sold out, and we're seeing more and more of farmer to consumer, rancher to consumer actions out here, and it's not just out here, Remnant. It is going on all over, because it's part of an awakening that's happening. And so wherever you may be down in Ocala, Florida. You may be up in Detroit, Michigan. You may be outside of Minneapolis or in Southern California or anywhere in between. But if you look, if you try to find local food, you can, at least now. And now's the time to be doing that. If you can't raise it, I spoke with a lady in Texas, and lives in an apartment complex, and really doesn't have room for a garden, okay? But what she does do is she supports the local farmers markets. She has she knows families and friends that live in the surrounding areas that, well, this one raises, this one has chickens and has farm eggs. And the one over here, you know, they raise beef, and they have beef for sale. And over here, it might be apples and things like that. And so if you'll go out and look beyond the grocery store, there are family farms, family ranches, small operations that are doing their best to provide, maybe for their family, and they would almost always have a little extra to sell, and so, but you have to look, folks. You do. But if you do look, you want raw milk? You can find raw milk. I guarantee you, you can find raw milk if that's what you want, anywhere in this nation. Now, it may involve some work, and it may involve finding somebody around that is milking a cow, and then developing a relationship with them, a trust, where you trust them and they trust you. But that's just part of how of what we should be doing for good, clean food for your family. It does. The Bible says that if we don't provide for our own, we're worse than an infidel. And that's part of it. We have to provide. We do. We have to provide the security for our family. And food as well, to the best of our ability. And thankfully, we are seeing more and more people doing that, raising, especially out here. We have people, you know, that you get a few, if they've got a little bit of land, they'll put a steer on it, maybe some goats, something to try to, again, be closer to the land, be involved with it. And the lessons that it teaches our children, the responsibilities that it teaches, as well as, you know, a food supply.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to learn and to go on with. Well, I just thought I think there's a lot of really just interesting things going on right now all across the country, and I think the most fun to me is to see how God uses it for good, and how he, because sometimes we sit there and look at it and go, how can that be used for good? But you know, there's it's coming. So
that's right. Well, the evil is being exposed. Paul,
all things work together for good for those who believe. You know, that book, that message that John had on Esther, it just really sank in. You know, I've read that many times and stuff, but you know, the way we look at things, they would, from their point of view, nobody would ever think they would survive it. But look how God worked that whole thing to preserve the Israelites. And then you go back to Abraham; he lied twice about Sarah. You know, where's his faith? Now, we have those for examples, because sometimes we just don't trust God to our advantage. You know, we were given a commission to take dominion. You know, this whole country has been Judaized. I mean, just pathetically. It's hard to find anybody that isn't. And that's all about taking. You know, where God's thing is all about giving. It's just exactly the opposite. But my point is, we tend to look at this through our own eyes, and we shouldn't be looking at it. God's hand is moving. You know, we've all just said that, but you know, I don't think we understand the depth of how much he's moving. He's going to end. You know, all authority has been given to the church, and the church has been just about beat to death because of the perversion of Romans 13. Romans 13 tells you George Bush and all the whole bunch of them are subject to God too, but yet we like now we go to Biden, they just love their handouts. You know, Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. And then people, you know, Montana, I think South Carolina, both rejected that federal bonus on unemployment, and they're going to require that people start looking for work because of the spirit of labor shortage.
That's
now,
right.
People have turned to their God, Uncle Sam, a long time ago. You know, I have lived in a communist country my whole life, whether you believe it or not, you know, because there's two things that are not in a free country, and one is income tax, and the other is property tax. And you go back to the Tea Party, that was just a minimal tax, but they said if they can tax us anywhere, they'll never stop. And that's a fact. It's coming to a head now. I mean, there ain't no way they can take in enough tax to pay for what they're giving out. And there's no accountability, and there's not even a court of law to go to justify it. You know, all the corruption, where would you go to a court? There's nobody in court that's going to do it. The only thing we can ask for is divine intervention.
Amen.
So,
yes.
I mean, I'm looking in the mirror as I say this, because sometimes we just don't have the faith that we need, and we've had all examples to the Hebrews Hall of Fame. You know, them people all had faith at unbelievable odds, and that's exactly what we're right now. We're in unbelievable odds, and the sword is not a rifle. The sword is the Bible. It's the truth. It'll set people on their tail. You just, you know, say it is written. You can't argue with God. Go ahead and try, but you can justify yourself, and they might get venomous and hiss at you and everything else, but they cannot argue with God, because when he says something, it's the end of the matter. It is written. So, and that's the sword we need. You know, I'm not opposed to having one on my hip or anything like that, but I don't really ever want to use it unless I have to. So, but the Bible is a sword, and you can't argue with it. But you see, we have all these denominations to justify their opinion on things is what it amounts to, because there's one Christian church, and we don't exactly know who that is. So, that's
yeah,
the Paul
yeah.
out one.
It always reminds me of that commercial, you know, I think it was EF something or other, but, you know, when they talk, people listen, and it's like, I think that was, it's not them, it's God, and you will listen when he talks, every knee will bow, you know, so...
Amen to that.
At the end of it all. Yeah.
Well, Remnant, the program this morning, Coffee with the Wranglers. And we are here. We'd be glad to take your call, 307-745-5913. You know, the Bible tells us that we're wonderfully made. In Jeremiah, beginning of Jeremiah, you know, the word of the Lord comes to him saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. And that's not just for Jeremiah, that's for each of us. And you contrast that with where this current administration is. The states are having to, and some of the states are standing up and fighting. Texas just passed a... anti-abortion bill after a heartbeat is detected, which is usually at about 6 weeks. And so hats off to Texas. It's an absolute shame in this nation that we even have to go there, that we even have to do those type things. But we do. And so it's encouraging that some states are doing that. But the response to that has been... The White House secretary is calling it an assault on women's fundamental rights. Critical rights continue to come under withering and extreme attack around the country. Is how they call this law that says you can't abort after 6 weeks. That it's a viable life. And it's called murder if you do so. It's an assault on them. And so I praise God that this comes out, because it does. There's some people, again, that have eyes to see, that are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute. It is. It is an assault on the enemies of God. It is. There's and people are seeing that's what this abortion is more and more. Had a conversation with another neighbor the other day, and that, you know, there's a difference in our people that don't know, that in our people that have been brainwashed, in our people that that don't realize the significance of what abortion is. You've got that on one side. And then on the other hand, you've got these people like this Psaki here at the White House press secretary, and those that desire that blood sacrifice, that want that to be the law of the land, that want to codify Roe versus Wade, that make it the law of the land of abortion on demand at any time, including partial birth abortion. That's what they want. They want that blood sacrifice. They desire that blood sacrifice. That's a whole different thing. It is, but that's coming to light. It is coming to light. God is, as you said, Paul, he works all things for good. And these things are coming to light, to where people are seeing, hey, wait a minute. And they're realizing just what And this is just one example, but just what this abomination of abortion is.
Well, anybody, you know, I remember years ago I started reading the Bible, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And I'll say, now that tells you everybody don't hear, you know, but anybody that does hear, this, all these people have, this press secretary have exposed themselves for what they really are. So, yes. You know, they've really dug their own grave.
Yeah.
So.
Doesn't Matthew say that by your words you'll be justified and by your words you'll be condemned? And
absolutely.
And that's what they do. They're digging the pit. They're digging the pit. They're digging it deeper and wider, and they're putting dangerous and animals, poisonous snakes in it. All this. They're making that pit just horrific. But they don't realize they're going to fall in it. It will come back and be their downfall. It will.
Well, you know, most people like to live. This is why they take supplements. This is why they take vaccines. They're trying to live longer, you know. I talked to this guy last week. I don't think I did, but anyway, I talked to him. He used to sit at the coffee table in the morning, and then, you know, he'd start sitting down all by himself with his mask on and stuff. And anyway, he'd break down a little bit. He kind of sat by me. And then he said something about all these people are dying in Asia. This COVID thing is just terrible. I says, Roger, did you see any of that? He says, no. Well, then don't believe it unless you see it yourself. You know, and then I went on, you know, I said, that's all the news media does is make you fearful. I says, Roger, I says, life is just a span of time. We don't know how big it is. You got to just get ready to die. That's the best way to live. You know, and he actually seemed a little relieved. And he supposedly has faith, but he don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And what fear. What you fear comes upon you, you know, we know that. And
right.
That's the whole thing that they're pumping there with that. The fact is we've seen so many of their lies come out that they should be known for what they are, but they appeal to the baser instincts of many people, and it's that hive mind just gets them in trouble. They don't turn to their God; they turn to these oracles and these other things. And it's like it's kind of like the doctorates and all that. I just always, who handed out the first one? You know, well, they know more about it because they've got a doctorate or they've got this. Well, who gave the first one? I mean, where did they all come from? they were regular guys too. You know, they just said, "Hey, let's make a special club." You know, so it's that's what they did, and as a result, they bred a higher intellect in the public eye. And that allows them to also use the fear weapon too. So and God tells us not to let them do that.
Well, they're not compassionate. They're just drug pushers because if they were, they would study. You know, we've all read stuff about different alternatives, lots of things. And most of these people I've taught, you know, plenty of times where people have told their doctor about it as well. They just didn't really want to know it, so they already got a closed mind. Our whole education system, if you think you got a degree from high school, college, or something, or a PhD, you just take it for what it's worth, not much, when it comes to reality. So I sell a product for a doctor who's a veterinarian, and he was a truly legitimate good man. And because he was getting, I'd take homeschool my kids. He said, they got to go to college. And I out to dinner with him one night. He said, Paul, you ain't buying this, are you? I said, no, I'm not. I said, I go to a meeting with 12 professors. I can't believe they get that many dumbasses in one place. He said, Paul, you're absolutely right. I came out of college. I had to relearn everything.
Yeah.
So, and there's a guy that's been down the road.
Yeah. You know, Obadiah 1 tells us, and it's directed at Edom, but it applies to us. It says, the arrogance of your heart has deceived you. And that's where so many are, the arrogance. I have this.
And I don't want to run doctors down because we need some godly doctors, you know. They can do some pretty amazing things with
yes.
life. But, you know, I'd still like to be like the Israelites that came out of Egypt but not a feeble one amongst us. So, but no, there's a place for them. But like you said, to get rid of the arrogance, you might have something. Because they do understand a lot of stuff.
Amen.
Yes, they do.
Amen.
Yeah. I think what's usual is that we know that when you understand godly things, or when you seek to understand godly things, the Bible says that, you know, that's the beginning of knowledge, or the beginning of wisdom. And, you know, there's godly doctors out there who they study to show themselves approved, and they are concerned over people, you know, and they're not just interested in their Mercedes payment or their boat payment or whatever. They have a calling and a care, and they are there. I've met some of them over the years, and that's the difference right there. I mean, when they deny the authority and the power of God, and that's why they work so hard at those schools from kindergarten up to take God out of the picture. You know, the evolution theory, the geriatric theory of people being worthless as they hit a certain age, and all of the things that they try to undo, it's so that they can have that element of control and, in essence, dumb people down, you know, even those people. So, yep, that's what happened.
Well, when you take God out of it, the foundation, you're on your way down. You go way back when they took prayer out of schools. Now, there was still a lot of carryover from people that had that foundation. But you got kids that they don't even know what it's about. You know, that goes back to Hosea 4:6. Let me read the rest of that. I always hate that when they just do the first part. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, which he's done to us right now, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. You know, and this is almost done. We're so late in that picture. You know, yes. And that's a generational thing. It'll just happen.
It is.
Because, you know, if you're raised with moral parents and stuff like that, and you do a lot of stuff just and because they did it, you know, and stuff like that, but they had a ground. They were grounded in the Word of God. You go back into this country, and this country was grounded in the Word of God. And that has been destroyed. We have women in office and they're not supposed to be in authority. We have children ruling over us, you know. If you just stand for God, you might just be standing all alone. I figured out a long time ago I might die alone. Jesus did. So, dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. So, yeah, you know, when you get in an argument with a person, it affects your thinking. You know, you have to reason with a fool, so to speak, or you can be enhanced by a fellow brother, and that's what you do. But and if you watch TV, it affects you. Everything affects you. And you have to be careful what you let in your mind. You know, just like this chip shortage you're talking about. I read about that the other day, too. Tell me that just happened. And this vaccine, tell me that just happened. That's been sitting on a shelf for years. These people plan ahead.
Right.
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
They do.
They do. They've got a fear shelf or a control shelf up there that they can take things off of and use.
Right. And they're having to do it so much now that again, it is waking people up. You know, people realize that what? This again? Especially with this pandemic and the mask. You know, wear the mask, don't wear the mask. The mask protects you. The mask doesn't protect you. It has gone round and round and round where the enemy has tried to control. And many people have said, the heck with it. You know, you told me the opposite last week, and now you're telling me this. And next week you're going to tell me the opposite again. And God uses it for good, and is using it to wake people up to see that's what it is. It's like, okay, what now? you know. What was it last year? Was it last year or 2019 we were supposed to have these murder hornets from China? That was going to be the, you know, that was one of the fear tactics. Mm-hmm. Oh, the murder hornets are coming, and they've, you know, blah, blah, blah. And no, that didn't happen. And it's just, you know, what can they come up with next to instill fear?
Well, the Bible says, be still and know that I am the Lord. So block them people out of your mind for the most part, you know.
Absolutely.
Spend some time alone.
Absolutely.
Go out to the woods, go out to the prairie, and be alone, because that's when you know, I spend a lot of time on the road. I don't listen to nothing, you know, except my tires home. And you have time to think.
Yes.
Shut the radio off. Just be quiet and listen.
That's right. The Word tells us that. Be still and know that
that's
I am the Lord.
Point.
You know, in, where is it? In Amos, it talks about a famine, right? A famine for the Word of God. Amos 8, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, although I think that's coming as well, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. And I think that is upon us, because people don't want to hear it. But if you think about Elijah, I think about that famine. Elijah, when he went, you know, he was going to die. He went to the widow's house, and she was going to die. And the Bible talks about later that there many widows died in that day, but not that one, and not Elijah. Because even though there was a famine in the land, they were provided for. And I think it's that way now, that there is a famine in the land for hearing the Word of God. Because most people, what do they say? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. There's nothing you can do. But for those of us that will hear, those of us that do continue to try to put it out, to like you said, Paul, to let your friend know, hey, if you hadn't seen it, don't believe it. You know, control your thoughts. You know, there is that nourishment that's there, even in the midst of this famine. That nourishment is still there for those that believe, for those that trust, for those that wait upon the Lord, that listen to the Lord. You know, the prophets of old, that's what they had to do. You know, they heard from the Lord, and then they did, and that is for us today as well.
Well, he's speaking all the time. People just aren't listening.
Yes.
You know, you take your own life on time that he's clearly spoke to you. You know, and I think he speaks more than I listen sometimes too. But there's times he flat spoke, and you understood it when he did. So, but you got to be listening for that too, because you know, all of creation glorifies God by its very existence. You know, you got them calves out there bouncing around. That just is, to me, that's just beautiful.
Yes.
You know, and whatever your thing is, but but the flowers and the spring and everything that all glorifies God by its very existence. Man is the only one that can come back and say thank you by choice, and I don't think he wants to force you into it either. He only wants somebody that wants to be there. That's my take on it. But yeah, seek and you shall find. You got to go after it.
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm glorified by God. Yes, bless God.
That's right.
Bible uses that. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless God. We're the only ones that can come back and do that. And that's a really good point. There's a lot of power there, saying thank you. Blessed is the name of the Lord.
Yep.
That shows a faith level too, and really, we're the only ones that can choose to have faith. I mean, we talk about that. We know that the birds of the air and, you know, all of that are taken care of by God from the Bible, but they don't really choose to have faith in God. That's just the way they exist. They are dependent upon his whim or his protection, but we have a choice to have our faith
in God. So, kind of the same thing, but different.
Amen.
Well, if you take anything and study it to the nth degree, you know, to find its foundation, you will end up at God's foot, because that's where it all starts. I don't care what you study, whether it's plants, people, anything. Without God, and you got to have a certain amount of faith to take that all in and put it in perspective. And but when you take that out of this, a person's heart, you are on a dive to death. So. And they, you know, this happened in my lifetime. They took prayer out of schools. You know, we used to pledge allegiance to the flag and have an opening prayer in my grade school, you know, and that was for everybody, you know. And there was people there that have no biblical grounding or nothing, but it was there. And it always was an influence to them, whether they accepted it or not. But now the other side has influenced us to the point that we're survivors.
Yes. Yes, and that influence, it's just a different influence that are on our children that has been for the last couple generations. It's a different influence. It's not a godly influence.
Well, I think Pastor Peter said, and it's probably, you know, I'm sure it's true, when we acknowledge 1948 as the beginning of the nation of Israel, we've been going down ever since, you know. The Bible verse I'm trying to bring up about when we honor people that aren't godly and don't deserve our honor, then we just suffer too. That's a principle, but I can't grasp what I wanted to say. So
right, no, that says it. Yeah, that does. It does. Will you bless the ungodly and bring God's wrath upon you and His curses? And that's what we've done. That's what we've done.
Yep.
We have, and. Our desire is that the people will wake up to that. You know, Paul, the thought occurred to me when you were talking about the basis of everything is God. The Webster's, Daniel Webster's 1828 dictionary. When you look through it, how did he define words for this country, America? He used the scriptures. And when you read, and we carry that, we have that Webster's 1828 dictionary, and you see that that's how he defined our words, our language, the talk that we talked, was he defined it with the Word of God. And because that is the basis, that is the root of all. It is. It really is. So, folks, hope you have that Webster's 1828. We've got them in stock. And you can look at our website, scriptures4america.org, and order it there. And you know, guys, we don't usually get a lot of traffic on our little road out here, but there's been about 10 trucks with trailers coming down. The neighbors down the road, I've been hearing the cattle bawling the last few days, and so they got cowboys coming in from all over the county that are coming in to help them sort and brand and do all that today. That's a good thing to see. It is. Well, guys, we are all but out of time. Yeah. All but out of time. Paul,
I got a book. Yeah, I got a book in my hand, Political Sermons, American Foundation Era, you know, and it's all these political sermons that the preachers preached at that time, and they actually started the war, you know, of independence, you know.
Yes.
So you throw off them bounds, you know. So these people knew what they were doing.
Yes.
In spite of themselves, you know, just like us.
Yep. Yeah, he
works. I'm done.
He works all things for good for those that love him. He does. He does. Well, Remnant, again, thank you for joining us. And we do want to invite you to join us at church tomorrow. We'd love to have you stop by. And if you're going to be like those people that are coming for baptism, let us know. Don't just show up. We don't always have water in the baptistry. But you can join us at scriptures4america.org. We'll get things fired up about 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. That's 7:30 on the West Coast. And so we encourage you to join us, to gather with like-minded Christians, even if it is just on your computer or just on the shortwave. So we hope you'll join us, And men, hope you have a blessed day today, a blessed weekend, and we'll see you at church.
Thank you.
Rolling,
shake high. Ha! Ha! Keep rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and pray together, make them hells and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, stay high. Ride them out, stay high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Moving, though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out.
Taking a stand, holiness has drawn its line. The righteous will take it by force and push the evil one back this time. In the name of Jesus.